Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here. This is the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast, and it's a long one. Remember to like and subscribe and all that stuff. And if you want to be interviewed, well, drop me a line, Jesse Lewis Hypnosis on Facebook. So in this episode, we are going to talk about to-do lists, and I'm going to give you a bunch of tips for increasing your productivity as an entertainer in your business side of things. And some people don't realize it, but business is the bigger word of show business, blah, blah, blah. You've heard that before. Well, this really is for entertainers to increase their productivity and create a business that they want. So productivity is something that we can absolutely all benefit from. And there's a lot of ways that you can work to improve your productivity. To-do lists, for instance, are one of many activities people use to become more productive and ensure that nothing falls through the cracks. I do a to-do list every single day, but there's a major divide when it comes to to-do lists, and there are those who believe that lists help keep them accountable and on track, and those that believe lists do nothing more than create an environment of stress. Well, I'm firmly pro-list, and in my list-making habits, I've gone through a number of transformations, changes as my business and personal needs have changed, and based on this experience, I'm going to give you a bunch of tips that I've learned to apply to just about any type of to-do list that you can use in your life to help you create and manage your list and productivity instead of using it as a time suck. So, the first thing I wanted to talk about is creating a system for your lists. So pick a system that works for you. There's a lot of different to-do list systems, from a software to online apps to complete project management tools to the good old-fashioned pen and paper. Yeah, the pen and paper. What a novel concept. It really doesn't matter what you use to create your list, only that it's something that you can understand, keep up with, and mold to fit your needs. Chances are you're going to need to modify any existing system so they work for your individual needs. So you can start out and get a solid starting point and develop new process ideas from systems that are already working for others. You can mold and modify other people's way of doing things. So you should probably do that. The second thing you need to do when you consider lists is to make it pleasing to you. You know, every system I work with needs to actually work well and look good. I don't do well with messy, ugly things. And when it comes to to-do lists, something that's pleasing to the eye and is extremely organized, well, it makes me feel good about using the system and encourages increased productivity. So you should be sure to pick a system that you actually like the look and feel of. So how do you actually get started? Well, start with a brain dump. Writing, typing, everything possible that comes to mind. Don't worry about making it look pretty yet. This step is just meant to get everything in one place. If you have existing lists, be sure to grab those items and pull them into your brain dump list. Then you divide and organize it. Once you have everything in one place, take some time to separate your tasks into categories. Your categories may be comprised of anything that works for you. Business tasks, promotion tasks, marketing tasks, client proposals, high priority items, things like that. And then break everything down into individual actions. Each item in your list should be an individual and measurable task. Instead of design website, try to break it down into way more digestible tasks that actually make sense. So when you look at the design website thing, you might be looking at find a nice template for your WordPress site or something like that. What are some digestible tasks that you could do that would really help your business? One that's helped me is a client intake form. And yes, that's a list. So I have a client intake form that I fill out for every client, and it's a physical form. Sits on my computer desk right beside my microphone, and it's there all the time. The kids know not to touch it. It's in my little box, and it gets put there, and then it goes on the file beside my calendar on the wall. Why do I do that? Well, because my client intake form is very specific and it has everything I need to know about that client. Another thing you could put on your list is to create a marketing campaign. But that's not enough. If you're going to create a marketing campaign, you should probably say how many marketing things you're going to do. So create a list of what actually needs to go into your marketing campaign. It's really especially helpful when you start a new project to start with the final thing in mind. Consider each step of the process and develop small tasks that are going to get you to the end point. You ask me, you're probably thinking right now, Jesse, what are you talking about? You're saying, like, make a list that's super, super defined in what you do. And the answer is, yes, I am. Yes, I am telling you to do that. Because many of these lists get reused, like my client intake form that I just spoke of. You know, every task on your list should have a specific act that you need to do. So start everything with an action verb. Managing your list. So how do you actually manage your to-do list? Well, you prioritize. Let's say you have a brand new task that you have, and it is send proposal, create website, something like that. And you just go down the list. Well, what's the number one thing that's going to make you money? What's the number one thing on your list that's the highest priority? For me right now, the podcast is actually the lowest thing on my list. It's also the highest because I have everything else done currently. So you might want to create a ranking system so you know the level of importance of every task and you can act accordingly. In my next podcast, I'm actually going to talk to you about the four different factors that go into doing something. Make your list realistic today, okay? So to avoid having a massive list facing you every day, it can be really helpful to schedule tasks and create time-based lists. Today, this week, this month, etc. And be realistic of what you can accomplish in that specific time period. Really, by creating manageable and achievable lists, you'll be more likely to stick with it. Schedule weekly time for the undoables. Yep. Items listed as lower priority tend to really drop down to the bottom of the list, as they should. But you may find that you end up with a growing list of low priority tasks that keep rolling over from week to week to week. Scheduling regular time to act on these items will really help you keep your list clean and current and get rid of that stuff that you've been putting off. The last thing you should consider is being flexible and willing to adjust. Once you're set up and thinking that your system and list as being set in stone, your life changes, so your list should be able to change as well. You really need to keep an open-minded perspective on how to organize and manage your list in order to really give your list a chance to morph as necessary and to be able to actually achieve it. So, how do you use a to-do list? What tips would you add to what I've talked about today? Go over to Marketing for Entertainers Facebook forum or Facebook group and tell me. I'd like to contact with you over there. Also, you could go on the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast or Facebook group, and I'd be glad to help you over on that group. You could also drop me a line at Jesse Lewis Hypnosis if you want to have an interview on the show, or just so you can ask me some questions. We could do a live podcast. Wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, for more resources, visit showbizsuccesssecrets.com. I'll be glad to help you out over there. And I'll see you later.